Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. It is Monday, April 3rd, 2023. If you've been here for a while or if you're brand new, welcome. But if you haven't yet, regardless of how long you've been around, you need to watch the other video that I attach to every Monday. It is entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. It gives you all the mission critical information so that you fully understand and benefit from what I say in these videos each day. So please go do that. You only need to watch it once and then come back here and enjoy. All right, let's dive in. My goal in these videos also is not to just read the various workout options, because you can do that on your own. It's to provide a bit of context to hopefully help you maximize your experience today, get the most out of the program, and maybe help you make some good decisions. That'd be great. Whew, today's workout, it's heavy and it's short and sharp by design. 15, 12, 9 reps for time of a heavy dead, 275 for men, 185 for women, and a box jump. Jump up, step down, rebound, totally your call. Personally, I don't rebound, but that's just me. You can do whatever is appropriate for you. I chose this loading, this rep scheme, with the goal in mind of having somebody look at it and be like, I think I can just be moving steady and quick the whole time on that, but man, it's gonna sting and I don't think I want to. That's where I'd like people to be. Now, maybe it does wind up getting broken up in that middle round because it jumps up and bites you more than you thought and all that, but the initial look should be like, I think I got this. Oh, it's gonna feel like Fran, but I think I got this. With proper spine mechanics, that should always go without saying. Don't ever move faster than you can move properly, but that's the thought process there. If right off the bat, the loading for where you are is like, nope, that's a slow, highly broken up day. Nothing wrong with that, but not what we're going for today. So you may want to choose one of the other options with a reduced loading to have it more meet that mindset that I just spoke about a second ago there. So for the wildcard option, we knock the loading down, 225 for men, 155 for women. Scaled option knocks it down even further, 185 for men, 135 for women. Still a heavy deadlift, don't get me wrong. So there are plenty of people who routinely follow the scaled option who may want to knock that loading down even further until it gets to what I described previously. Totally good to go. You're always authorized to make the best decision for where you are on your fitness journey. And for the scaled option, we lowered the box height, and we also said you could do jumps or step ups and step downs. Totally your call. Limited equipment crew, they've got a bit of a different rep scheme because of the dumbbell loading. We're assuming a pair of 50s for men, pair of 35s for women. We're also assuming they don't have a box, so they get to do everybody's best friend, the tuck jump. Enjoy that. Short and sharp, pulling from the ground. Could also call it a heavy day at a high heart rate. Great start to the week. I'll see you back here tomorrow.